It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM,
1400 AM,
WGIL.
It's 5:43 on Gales from Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad to be with you tonight and glad to have in the studio Lon Dunn, the executive director of the United Way of Knox County. Thanks for coming in once again.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
How's your summer been going?
It's already off to a great start.
Yeah.
And today we started our first day with summer lunches. So.
And that's why you're here. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about that and hopefully help you get the word out a little bit about that. I think we're not unfamiliar with the idea of them being in this area, but is this something that the United Way has worked on in the past?
Actually, no. This is our first year that we're part of the summer lunch program. And last year, it came to kind of an abrupt close and left a lot of people reeling because.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, over half of our school students are on free and reduced lunches. So once school lets out, it leaves a hole in some tummies and leaves a hole in the parents' grocery bill even. So if we can help that, we're certainly going to try.
Yeah, I was going to say, what made you want to press the button and get forward on this? Was it that fact that last year suddenly came to a screeching halt, or was it the sort of thing you think the United Way should be doing?
Well, it's something that the United Way, I mean, it's our job to look after all of our, all of our residents, all of our neighbors, and, our tenets of education, income, and health, health starts with good nutrition. Yeah. And if we can provide some nutritious meals for our kids and help fill that meal gap, our goal this summer is to provide 20,000 lunches to local kids. So
that's amazing.
So,
and you started out today at myriad locations around Knox County. How was the response?
Actually, it was really encouraging. We had 264 lunches that we served. So last year they were serving a little bit higher, but for first day response, I thought that was pretty great.
Not bad, and especially not that maybe the word didn't get out maybe as much as you would like, but here we are now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes you have to, sing on the rooftops.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So the thing about this is that pretty much everywhere I think you could possibly be serving a lunch here starting today, you are, right?
Absolutely. We're doing 12 locations, including Knoxville High School, the YMCA, the Knox County housing properties, anywhere that we saw a concentration of need, we're also, we're trying to respond to that need.
What kind of a lunch are folks getting?
Actually, we've partnered with a company. It's a division of PepsiCo, which is called Food for Good.
Oh, okay.
And all they do are the summer lunch programs, throughout the country. So they handle some very large cities like Detroit and then down to our little old Knox County. So they're all about scale and making sure it's an affordable program and a sustainable program.
So as you said, you're looking to target those who are on the free and reduced lunch program at school.
Well, actually, because of our poverty rate in the county, we are allowed to operate as open sites.
Okay.
So what that means is even if you have your cousin comes in and visits your children from Iowa, they're still allowed and are going to get a lunch if they go to the lunch site with the local kids. So we don't turn any child away based on need or perceived need. So it's makes it nice because then it also preserves the pride factor. Nobody has to prove income or prove need.
Sure. And that started today. How long will you be doing it?
We will be serving lunch Monday through Friday from now until school resumes.
And the lunch is served depend on the site, right?
Yes, they do depend on the site. Our earliest services start at 11 a.m. Then the second sites in the rotation start at 11:45. Then the final site each day would be 12:15. So.
And how is the cost of it being covered, if at all?
Part of it's covered by reimbursement, and some of it's going to rely on some generosity from our neighbors. But
my next question, Lon. If someone wants to help out and to help pay for some lunches for some kids, how can they do that?
Sure, they can visit our website, which is UnitedWay-KnoxCounty.org, and click on the donate button. Or if they are a text to give, they can text UWKC 4U 402-412-4444.
If my memory serves me correctly, Lon, I think we were talking to you for the first time almost this time last year. I think you've been here a year now.
Almost. The end of this month, June 26th.
How's it gone so far?
It has been a wonderful change for my family and for myself.
So. Great. Any surprises or things like that, or things that you've been able to do up? If you will, in this last year?
Well, we were able to meet our goal for campaign this year. So it brought about a lot of optimism, and there's so much optimism already here. So we've had so many people just jump on board volunteer-wise. I have a fantastic board of directors that they're always ready to lend a helping hand wherever we need it, whether it's helping pack lunches or helping with the Day of Caring. You know, we have some great volunteer members here.
What do you have coming up this summer? I seem to think of a certain large fireworks show that a certain radio station helps put on every year.
Absolutely. Looking forward to Big Bang Boom coming up a month from today, quite literally.
Yeah.
And barring the rainstorms
from last year. Don't say that, Lon. What's wrong with you?
Oh, okay. Well, we'll knock wood.
That was an isolated incident last year that some of us still hold a serious grudge over, okay?
Oh, believe me, I still have a nervous twitch.
Yeah, me too. I think I still have some laundry that still needs to dry out from that storm, but that's neither here nor there.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else coming up this summer?
Well, we'll be, of course, doing the Big Bang Boom, and then September 8th, we will have Jump with Jill coming to do a concert at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse, and that's to celebrate doing the summer lunch program, because Jill Jane is the only rock star nutritionist, and she has done shows all over the world talking about healthy eating, good nutrition, and positive body image for kids.
We'll have to talk again closer to that event to hope folks remember about it for sure.
Absolutely. And hopefully we'll get her in the studio and talk to you a little bit.
Anything else we should know about the summer lunch program, which once again started today and runs pretty much the rest of the summer?
We'll be out there every day. We can use volunteers both at the sites or the VNA has offered or is letting us use their kitchen for daily prep. So we need volunteers, like I said, both at the sites and at the central hub. And if you would like to volunteer for that, you can go to our website, unitedway-knoxcounty.org, and click on the volunteer button.
And if you need to see a list of the times and the serving locations for the lunch, we've shared a United Way of Knox County Facebook page post on our Facebook page. So you can either go there or go here, and hopefully we'll get you hooked up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lon Dunn, Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County. Always appreciate it.